Phoebe Fowler.
And I'm Big Al Hammond.
And we want to welcome you to the March 2023 episode of In the Distance Oblivious Playlist Podcast.
Every month, we pick 11 songs of pretty much any genre or any time period that we put into a changing Spotify playlist. This podcast is an actual recording of the odd and ritual-filled ceremony we go through each month to select those songs.
Our podcast is never intended to be professional. It's really unscripted. Just two random people sitting around talking about music and why we often like,
but sometimes dislike,
each other's music taste.
For background about the ceremony, the history of the playlist, and to hear comments about a few former playlist favorites, we recommend listening to our intro episode if you haven't heard that already.
So if you like the kind of music we're listening to, please enjoy a finished and ordered playlist by searching for In the Distance Oblivious on Spotify.
If you have questions or comments, please get in touch by email at music@itdo.name. Welcome once again to the In the Distance Oblivious podcast for March 2023. Here, as always, are the lovely Phoebe Fowler, and I'm Big Al Hammond. You're going to listen as we pick 11 songs that will go into our ever-changing Spotify playlist. We come in each month having submitted 10 songs to each other. You can find the links to those submissions in our show notes. But now we're going to take turns narrowing those 20 down, first to 10 and then to 11 songs that will eventually become the finished playlist. Phoebe's going to start off the ceremony by picking one of my songs. This is the amazing Jacob Banks, Devil That I Know. The album is For My Friends from 2021. Jacob Banks wrote the song. This is such a beautiful song.
I love it so much.
And you know this is his second time in the playlist.
Yes, and I looked that up. Chainsmoking.
And you know that you did not really like his first appearance.
I did not like it.
I know you didn't.
I still kind of don't like that song.
Uh-huh.
I get why you like it. I understand.
Uh-huh.
But it was just way too much for me. It was too much going on, the production. But this is everything I want his voice to be.
I was worried that you wouldn't like this song.
Why?
In the same way that you didn't like the other song.
Okay, but you get why I didn't like the other song, right?
I get that they're very different songs and very
different
feelings.
It doesn't even sound like the same person. But except for like his voice. That's the only thing that sounds similar.
Yeah, genre-wise, it's very different.
Yeah. And
but
feeling.
Isn't this amazing?
It's absolutely beautiful. I'm admitting that I was wrong.
Phoebe, I have something to admit as well.
Ooh, yes.
Do you know where the song came from?
No. It came from social media?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
Have we met?
Where did it come from? Stop teasing me.
It came from Vera.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes.
I feel like we need to establish like some level of cheating here. Mostly Al, of course. You have gotten several songs from Vera and some that have been in the playlist. I need a special friend too.
I fully confess that I have an in.
Okay, did you play Chainsmoking for Vera before?
Full disclosure,
mm-hmm.
I got both from her.
Okay, yeah, and yeah. Now yes. That Big Al is canceled.
And with that, now I'm going to pick one of your songs.
Uh-oh. I should not be surprised that you picked this.
I didn't know whether you thought I would pick this or not.
I wasn't entirely sure.
Uh-huh.
We'll find out later.
We will.
What I actually decided on the ballot. So this is Helena DeLand. This was released in 2022. I believe it was a single. Swimmer.
This is so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
I love her voice. It's like this dreamy, beautiful, sort of tragic sound.
I would like to say something that when we submitted songs to each other, you seemed very uncertain about your submissions.
This was a very uncertain month for me.
This was maybe one of my favorite playlists you have ever sent me.
Really?
Yes, yes.
What?
Every song you sent me, I really liked.
So the less confidence I have in my playlist,
it kind of sounds that way.
The better it will fare.
It certainly was true this time. Man, your songs were good this time.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously.
That's so sweet.
Like, every song you sent me, I was like, and I really had trouble picking. The three songs
too.
That were my top three that I will definitely get in, unless you pick them first, I think are all just stunningly beautiful. And really the other seven.
Oh, well, that makes me happy.
Yeah, definitely.
I found this through Tensi, who was in our playlist last month,
I can see the similarities.
Definitely. Definitely. It's similar, but it's different enough.
Yeah.
You could see them maybe touring together something, right?
Or collaborating, yeah.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I would listen to that collaboration.
There's a nice, completely non sequitur video for this song.
Ooh. I would like to see that.
Interesting.
I know you found our Tensi video from last month. It was absolutely beautiful. So I'm relying on your video finding capabilities.
I won't recommend this one quite as much, but it's still sweet and interesting and thoughtful, as is this song. Yeah, we always try and include some videos in the show notes for anything that we think is worthy of passing on to you.
What a gorgeous song.
What a beautiful song.
It really is.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Al.
Thank you, Phoebe.
So as a middle schooler, just like I'm sure every middle schooler has this problem, I struggled with feeling like I fit in, feeling confident, and just the lyrics in this song. She's basically talking about nobody's paying me any mind.
Yeah,
she doesn't care. She doesn't want to be anything to anybody. She just wants to be herself, do her own thing.
Yeah.
And I could have heard that at a middle school kid.
You didn't say who it is.
This is Margaret Glaspy. Somebody to Anybody is the name of the song, at least in 2016.
It's a great song.
I love it so
much. It's simple, but it's interesting. And the lyrics are interesting.
Yep. Her delivery is interesting. There's like that rawness and like vulnerability in her voice. Like, you know that she's talking about like a personal experience.
There's a sweet video for this as well.
Ooh.
And she's just standing on stage playing a guitar. And like, that's all that's in the track as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, it works. And it's simple. There's not a lot to it. But it doesn't feel simple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what good music, a lot of good music is, starts from a very simple place. But it doesn't come off as being simple.
It's hard
and this
to
is
do.
A great example of that.
I have a quote from
Tell
her.
Tell me.
In an interview about her latest album, Devotion, she says about her music, "I'm learning that life is painful, but you take the bad with the good. That love is hard, but if you love someone, you make yourself available. That life is short and it's okay to be sincere. I'm starting to be able to write about these things, and it's a feat for myself as an artist and growth for me as a person."
That totally comes across in this song.
It does.
Like, this song is very earnest and genuine and real in
and
exactly
vulnerable.
The way. Yeah, in exactly the way she's talking about in that quote, right?
Gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm giving it the...
I would agree.
Yeah.
It's a great song. And like, again, like all of your songs this month were so good.
I'm so glad that you think that.
Oh,
I
really
struggled.
Did.
So this month, I told you, I took some extra time to make sure my picks were solid. And I was not coming away from that experience feeling confident. But
you did.
I appreciate you appreciating my picks.
Absolutely. I think it's time for me to pick one of mine.
Ooh. This will be telling.
It will.
I'm curious what you are going to pick.
Papa took my totems.
Nice.
This is Cat Clyde. I don't know if you're aware, but we have a number of songs in our submissions this month that are singles but that are about to be released as albums.
Yes,
I
did notice that.
And as we record this, this has not yet been released, but by the time you hear this, the album Down Rounder should have been released. Cat Clyde is from Ontario, Canada. She was in our playlist once before with Jeremy Albino in December 2022, and I had to check the months because an artist may not appear in the playlist for 3 months.
Yep.
So March was her earliest availability. This, I think, was originally your song, My Pick?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
What do you think?
I love this. Yeah. When I listened to it initially, I wasn't sure, but it grew on me, man. And like on a completely unrelated note, at least as far as submissions this month, we have had so many Canadian
artists. We have. We're all about the Great White North here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Please continue with your thoughts.
Question. What genre would you consider Cat Clyde? Exactly.
The I do what I want genre?
Right. No, like when she was in the playlist with Jeremy Albino, it felt very country.
It did.
And this does not feel country at all. And like, I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
The idea that like people, listeners, like, you know, I have friends, it's like, oh, what genre is this person? It's like, mm-hmm. I have no idea. Like the best artists, the best music doesn't fit into a genre, mm-hmm. right?
That's true.
And like artists don't go into music thinking, oh, I'm going to be a Lithuanian alternative pseudo-popo
right.
rock.
People put them in those categories,
yeah.
right?
Like people have a need to genreize music, which I think is so
to
unfortunate.
To label things and...
Because like if you're a musician, you want to play music and mm-hmm. you come to music with whatever background you come to it from, listening to lots of different things, right?
Yep.
And the best music is from artists who have listened to lots of different things. I also think that often the least interesting music is the music that can be pigeonholed easily into one genre,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Because like you often find that artists that pigeonhole themselves or have accepted their pigeonholing, whatever.
Their pigeonholeness.
That's kind of all that they do, right? It's very one note.
Exactly.
Which is, I'm not going to name groups and whatever, but I'm sure you could think of a few that do that. And it's like, I get it.
John Cougar Mellencamp. You know, like that's a genre.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I think the good thing about music and music that we like is you kind of don't know what genre it is and you don't care, right? There's a joy in not being able to tell.
And full disclosure, that's one reason I submitted this song.
Yeah.
I love her mm-hmm. that like, she just plays music that she wants to play.
And I love that like her previous song in the playlist is not related in genre-ness to this song.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. You had her in the playlist originally. And then when I went back and listened to more of her stuff, I was mm-hmm. like, this is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
She is awesome. Like, and she doesn't feel the need to do everything the same.
She's not as diverse, I think, as this. And they sound nothing alike.
Right.
But for me, when you played for me Mary Gaucher,
mm-hmm.
you know this. I came to you with a dislike of country music because I thought all country music was under this umbrella of
Travis Tritt.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That kind of country music that you listen to. And man, I was wrong and happily wrong.
Yeah.
And it just made me want to explore more music that
you
didn't immediately think of, oh, this is this kind of music, right? Like you just thought, wow, this is like really amazing stuff. I have to listen to more of their stuff. And you see, like, how far their influences travel, right?
Was that four?
That was four.
So that means five, and that means
I am picking one of Al's songs next. Yep.
So I had three songs in my playlist that had to get in.
I'm assuming that this is one of them, yep.
It was between this and the Cat Clyde for my second one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Kit with Bulletproof. This is the Kit is basically Kate Stables. She plays banjo, guitar, and vocals, and whoever else she happens to be recording with, playing with at the time. Here's an interesting factoid. I didn't know, and I doubt you knew. Did you know that her bass player has been in our playlist before?
Who's the bass player?
If I tell you that, I'll give it away, right? I think once I tell you and you hear the song, you will hear similarities.
All right. Who is it?
In a circle, in a stream. Right?
Whoa.
Rodzi Plane.
Really?
Yep.
Man,
that's so cool. She's Kate Stables' bass player.
What?
Right? So in July of 2022, this was your song and your pick. Mm-hmm. Inner Circle by Rodzi Plane was in the playlist before.
I love that song.
Yeah. I do too. So this song, Bulletproof, was from Moonshine Freeze, which was, I think, her coolest record, 2017.
I listened to some of that.
And this song and the title track are favorites of mine. And they're both they're rhythmic and they're interesting and they're thoughtful and they're a little bit eccentric and odd. This song and her interesting instrumentation and her, she plays the frickin' banjo, right? You're familiar with Robert Fripp?
The name sounds familiar, but that's about it.
Robert Fripp was King Crimson, the famous early 70s British prog rock band. He also produced everybody from David Bowie. I think he worked with the Talking Heads. He worked with Brian Eno. And he also produced those two great albums by completely unrelated The Roaches.
Oh, right? Interesting.
Here's a quote from Robert Fripp. Music so wishes to be heard that it sometimes calls on unlikely characters to give it voice.
That's beautiful.
And that fits
cool
the song so perfectly,
yeah.
Right?
I love that.
And I love that whole idea of music comes from weird places and requires different sort of voices, different sort of textures, different instrumentation. And sometimes those differences, that diversity, is what makes it interesting.
We have a lot of that in our playlist, don't we?
We do. it's one thing I've always loved about the whole history of our playlist, but this month, I think, too.
I'd say that about you, too, as a person.
Ooh.
I am so glad that you picked this.
This is the best song in your playlist. This is the best song ever.
Yes. Oh, God. So this is Lucius Go Home from their album Wild Woman. And if you know anything about Lucius, that fits perfectly.
Yes.
Yep.
Also, if you know anything about Lucius, the album cover art of this is frankly pretty
It's a little graphic.
Naughty. It's supposed to be an ice cream cone. Full disclosure, that's not what I think of when I look at this album cover.
So, this song, right? I had a period where I was obsessed with everything vintage, everything 60s, other decades too, but I definitely listened to a lot of a women's group.
I picture that about you.
At this time, yeah. And Lucius, with their poppy, lush harmonies, it reminds me very much of that, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know who they were before you submitted them previously in the playlist.
I submitted them previously?
You did.
What?
Yep.
When? I do not remember submitting them before. So they sang back up on the Tweety record.
They did.
And I may have introduced them to you that way. I don't know that I've ever submitted them. You have
right down the line? I don't think they got into the playlist, but you submitted
them. That was
them? Yep.
I
so
forgot.
We are learning all kinds of things, listeners.
I
love this.
And that was the covers playlist, right?
Yes, it was.
Yes. Also, listeners, we will have in May of 2023, we're planning another covers-themed playlist.
I'm excited.
Me too. The other thing, and maybe I'm just like putting my ignorance on a billboard and advertising it to the world here. I didn't think they were twins, but I knew they were sisters, and they're not.
They're not.
They just wear interesting wigs together.
I did see a quote in an interview, and they said, so, they're really not wigs, and they said that they cut it because it gives more of like a rock feel, And one of them said, yeah, let's just tell people their wigs and just like mess with people.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I love it. Yeah.
I think that one deserves a...
That one definitely deserves a ding. So I think now it's time for you to pick one of yours. Is that right?
Correct.
Number seven? Seven is next?
Lucky number seven. So I think we knew this was coming. This is Jeremy Enoch, his song, Abigail Ann.
You're wrong. I had no idea this was coming.
Really?
I love the song.
Right?
I didn't like the song much at one point.
Mm-hmm. Have you changed your
mind? I've changed my mind.
Have you seen the correct path?
I have learned. I've become wiser.
Man.
This is a great song.
Isn't it?
Primarily just because of the way it builds.
I love that.
It's like, it doesn't start off interesting.
But you can feel it. There's like this driving
force
in the music.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You can't help but just fall into it, right?
I love this song.
Yeah. I loved music like this in high school, you know? And at that time, all I could think about was finding the next kind of music, the next style. And at around this time, I picked up the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And there was like a guitar class or whatever that I signed myself up for my elective. And I would have loved to strum the chords to this song.
Yeah.
This
it's probably
so cool.
Not a hard song to learn. Mm-hmm. It's a simple song.
It's simple, but it doesn't sound simple.
Yeah.
Like, how do you make that intensity? And how do you build that?
You know, I can picture Phoebe. Like, I can picture, like, 14, 15-year-old Phoebe, like, in her emo phase, like, listening to this song.
Yes.
And with that, more bourbon.
It is very reminiscent, and it was released in 96, so...
Really?
Surprise
it's that
points.
Old?
Yes, it
I
is that old.
That.
It feels that old, right? But it also, a lot of music I listened to at the time was like very similar in this vein. Not as musically interesting, I think, as this, but very intense.
Yeah, it's definitely intense.
Yep, I listened to a lot of that. And this feels sort of like a home base
uh-huh.
for all of that kind of uh-huh. music that I was listening to at the time. I would have loved to find something like this.
I'm not totally shocked that this is that old, but I wouldn't be surprised if this was current too. Like, this
mm-hmm.
feels very current.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
Totally lost track of, do you have,
I have an idea.
Tell me what happens next.
You are picking one of your songs, your final pick your songs.
I am so fucking excited.
Take it away for us.
I have trouble describing how much I love this song and I love this woman.
Tell me a little bit about that.
This is Cassidy Snyder and the Wranglers. Cheers to the ground from A Good Heartbreak in 2022. I think it's safe to say that she is from Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
Full disclosure. Yep. Vera.
Oh my gosh. Another Vera pick. We need to introduce our listeners to Vera sometime.
We do.
She's
we do.
Entwined in this in our little podcast now.
She is indeed. I've got some videos to show you of Cassidy Snyder. Do you know her other
nope.
than she's from Richmond, Virginia?
I do not.
When I show you these videos, she's amazing, and she is local in the best sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
This is so cool because it's got a very sort of local, unpolished vibe to it.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's so full of soul.
That works for her voice.
It does.
This song. Like, initially, when I listened to this, I didn't get it. I fully admit I did not get it. And then I listened to it today, this morning, and I listened to it again, and I was so confused. I was like, wait, what was previous me even thinking? This is amazing. I'm so glad that you picked this.
I am so excited about this song, and I'm so excited about her, and I'm so excited
that, is so awesome.
That she gets to be heard by our literally hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Yeah. Is that also like a synonym for zero? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. Or two. You
know. I love this playlist. And I love listening to our music and music that we send each other.
Yes.
That is
And I love finding stuff
how
like
do you,
this.
Yeah, how do you
that's
find
like,
this?
That's wonderful and local and not widely known.
Yep.
But deserves to be listened to by more people. And cheers to the ground and cheers to Cassidy Snyder and the Wranglers. Man,
this is amazing.
Good.
Can you imagine like going to like a live concert, hearing them, and like I can't stay in my seat. I need to like move and dance or something. I need to express something. This is so cool.
Apparently she plays out a fair amount.
Yeah.
We need to look into that.
Yeah, we do.
It definitely deserves much adulation and even deserves.
I just want to say, doing this playlist with you, and even before we started recording and doing a podcast, I have never more appreciated Spotify and being able to find music like this, right?
Very well said.
Because without, I don't know how I'd be able to find it otherwise, unless I was going to every live event or every concert within a 200-mile radius or something.
It's such a resource.
Yeah.
Having all that music available.
It is.
And, you know, whether you listen to Spotify, whether you listen to Apple Music, whether you listen to Amazon, there's lots of good services. We like Spotify just because, frankly, because Phoebe introduced it to me, and it's amazing. We are so fortunate to live in an age where so much music from so many eras, so many genres, some of it well-known, some of it not, all of it is available for so little money. We're so fortunate.
It's worth whatever we're paying a month.
Yes.
To be able to engage and listen to it like we do. We're fortunate.
So I think we're down to our last two picks.
Uh-oh.
You're going to pick one of mine?
I am. I am picking one of your songs.
Okay. Why did you think you weren't supposed to pick this?
I don't know.
Man.
I love this, man.
Full disclosure, I had initially voted for this song. I like this song better than the one that I thought you were going to pick.
Oh.
I love this.
There's definitely a little bit of strategic thinking.
So this is Morphine. The song is The Night, from the album of the same name in 1999. Morphine influenced a whole lot of people.
Yep.
They were
definitely
a little bit well known, but I don't think they were, they definitely weren't household word known. But if you'd never heard of them before and stumbled upon them randomly, you would be forgiven if you thought they were the illegitimate love child of The National and David Lynch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I totally hear... I totally hear both
in that. The National and that.
Right?
Yeah.
And they have a very smoky,
right,
Lynchian feel to them with
and
the saxophone.
It's rock,
and,
but it's, like, slowed down, pulled back. You're, like, in this hazy world.
Right.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Earlier, we were talking about the Robert Fripp quote about music finding its own voice and finding its own individual way of saying things. So Morphine was fronted by Mark Sandman, and his primary instrument was a two-string bass. The strings were tuned either to a fifth or an octave interval and played with a slide. So basically you've got a rock band that is a homemade bass, a saxophone, and a drummer, right?
I love that.
David Sandman also self-invented the tritar, which was two guitar strings and one bass string, right? I love that they sound super polished and
they
super
do.
Together and super smooth.
But it doesn't feel faux, you know? It feels legitimate. And like, they definitely remind, I didn't think about this until literally this morning when I was going through my final picks. Bonnie Prince Billy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's slicker and more melodic than Bonnie Prince Billy, but there's a sort of
and
similar
not as
kind
raw.
Of but a sort of a similar homemade feel to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I am familiar with Morphine, and I have not heard the song before.
Oh, really?
Yep.
This was a
somewhat
famous song of theirs.
Never
and I'm
heard
not
it.
Super familiar with them, but I had heard this song.
The song makes my brain happy.
So for our last song,
You are picking one of my songs, Al.
Why did you not already pick this? This song is so beautiful.
Okay.
I thought for sure you were going to pick this already.
So going back to strategy and picking strategy,
yes.
I was fairly confident that you would have picked this song.
You nailed it.
And had you failed that, I would have slightly been heartbroken and yes. probably partially to yes. blame. But anyway, this is Mary Elizabeth Remington and Adrian Lenker. Adrian Lenker is a big thief. Who I love. I love her. I love her single work. This together is amazing.
Isn't it so beautiful?
This feels like they recorded it in their basement or something. I love it.
Musical background. You and I have talked about this before. As a kid, I grew up in the world of local amateur theater. And my dad was an old school bad ham actor, but I would get taken to theater parties. And this particular theater group had a lot of folks that were associated with it that were very well versed in old school music.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try to relate this to friends, and they would ask, well, what type of music is this? It had elements of bluegrass, it had elements of folk music. It had elements of old school country. Mm-hmm. It had elements of mountain music.
Yep.
But this song to me feels like music that I would have heard when I was a little kid.
This immediately made me think of, oh, this song is definitely a cover of a song that was written and sung in 1874.
Yeah, or right? 1920.
That's
or,
crazy.
Yeah, this song Man. Feels ancient.
It does.
In the most beautiful way.
Yeah.
And it's partly their voices and the harmonies, but even the melody and the structure mm-hmm. of the song feels very, from a very different decade in such a beautiful way. I love this song.
Yeah, it's stunning. As a kid, I watched a lot of Westerns. And pretty much every popular Western at the time would have a break where the main protagonist or somebody in the movie would sing a song, right? This sounds like that song. Yeah. And it's like they've had a very hard life, but like this is a moment of peace or
yeah.
happiness.
Beautiful.
You know what? I'm giving it one of these. Thank you for picking that one for us, Al.
It's a beautiful song, and thank you for submitting it.
So at this point, we've picked 10 songs, and we're going to compare our ballots.
That we marked before the ceremony began.
To see how we did.
Player number one, who rotates each month, who in this case was Phoebe.
Will ring the chime of Thelonious, the number of rings corresponding to my number of correct picks. Then Al, who was player number two.
Will ring the chime in the same manner.
Whoever has the most correct votes will then pick two songs.
Either songs that didn't get picked already from this playlist or any song they want.
And the loser in the voting will select one of those two songs for the final pick.
In case of a tie,
which happens often,
we have a tiebreaker. We call this the possession arrow.
So whoever holds the possession arrow is thereby pronounced the winner.
And therefore, the Lord Protector of Frank, a.k.a. the primate of all-star supremacy.
For the following month.
So Phoebe, I think you're up with the chime.
8.
I counted 8. Were there 8 present?
Yes. I've redeemed myself from last month.
We did so badly last month. Really, my only goal was to do better than last month.
Yep.
And I only got
Same.
6 last month. Yep. So anything will be an improvement, and I'm happy with that. I will now ring the chime.
I counted 8. 9.
I got 9.
I'm shook. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
So as the winner of this month's playlist and the newly crowned Lord Protector of Frank, the two songs that I'm selecting for Phoebe to pick from are Nobody's Home, There's Always a Crow by Cold Ghost and Andrew Tuttle, and 900 Miles by Barbara Dane.
I'm not just saying this. Because this was one of my picks for your songs.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
Yeah. So this is Cold Ghost and Andrew Tuttle performing Nobody's Home, There's Always a Crow. It was written by both Andrew Tuttle and Fletcher Babb, who is the person behind Cold Ghost. So the original of this was performed by Andrew Tuttle and is a banjo instrumental.
Interesting.
He's a banjo player and plays other instruments as well.
I've heard of Andrew Tuttle.
They're both Australian. The original of this was a banjo instrumental. And then the two of them performed this and worked this up together. Mm. And presumably Fletcher Babb, a.k.a. Cold Ghost, wrote the lyrics for this as well. It's like, it's wonderfully like ambient. It has lots of sweet bird sound effects.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being transported.
When I think of ambient music, it's frankly often not a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But this is beautiful. And this is very ambient, right?
Yeah.
I really thought you were going to pick this one.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to pick this as one of your songs.
It's got too many duck noises.
Listening. Both our Spotify playlist and our little podcast are updated and released around the first of each month. We're recorded monthly in the warm and cozy hug of the OML Studios in lovely downtown Manchester, Richmond, Virginia.
If you enjoy our podcast, please both subscribe and leave us a review on wherever you get your podcasts.
Reviews are a super helpful way for people who make podcasts to find new listeners.
And please tell your friends. Nothing beats good people talking to good people.
And if you want to hear the music we're talking about, please subscribe and listen to our Finish Order playlist on Spotify by searching for In the Distance Oblivious.
And visit our podcast home on the internet at itdo.name, where you can find links to all our playlist fun as well as videos of the songs we're talking about.
If you have questions or suggestions, feel free to drop us an email at music@itdo.name.
Thanks to New Riff Single Barrel Bourbon for help in recording this month.
Thanks to AndrewHersey.com for artistic and other inspirations.
Our theme music is from Red Eye by E's Jammy Jams. Accordion music by Andrew Huang. Other background music is always credited in our show notes.
Thank you to Vera Jean Bondurant. And thanks, Joe. And thanks, Frank.
Please keep listening and tell your friends.